9:30. Just wasn't going to happen. So we say good morning to Lizzie and Espy, who will be listening to this later, no doubt. So we thank you that we're here. We thank you for so many things. So let's pray. Let's pray before we start. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you did knit us together in our mother's womb. We're so thankful that you created each and every one of us differently, uniquely. And Lord, today we celebrate women. And Lord, a special gift that you gave to them of nurturing and caring. And Lord, we want to thank you that whatever's going on in our lives, Lord, that you are in it all with us. For everyone here, for all those who can't be here today. And we're especially thinking about Bruce this morning. So, Lord, thank you for this place. Thank you that however many of us there are, we can be here to worship you. And we want to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, in a little while, Deborah and Brian will be doing our readings for us from Proverbs, and then Richard and I are going to share a little bit about our mums. And I think the thing also to remember is that I think the Lord always puts people in our lives, and it might be that if your mother wasn't so nurturing and caring and loving, that actually there are women who have been in your lives that may have been just like that. So we thank you for them. Thank you, Jesus. So we are going to sing one of our favourite songs that we do on the streets. And it's called Come People of the Risen King, Who Delight to Bring Him Praise. And it says in verse 3, come young and old from every land, men and women of the faith. So I think we're looking today, but you're seeing the songs, it's about family, really, and loving. So let's sing Come People.
Come all and tune your hearts to sing to the morn.
So our next song was one of my daughter's favourite lullabies. I've chosen two of those this morning. this was one of them, and our son too. And we're going to sing Father God, I Wonder. And I think also this is one of Deborah's favourites, isn't it? I Will Sing Your Praises. You have many. This is true. I'm sure you've mentioned this one. Anyway, so we're going to sing, Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your son. I am adopted in your family. And I can never be alone because, Father God, you're there beside me.
Your loving care, but now I am your son.
Yes, it even says there. If only we read our notes. So what a bonus to sing again, that we will sing his praises. And he is the perfect parent. So we're going to have a time of prayer now. And as always, you know, it would be lovely if any of you feel able to pray out, or just pray in your hearts. But I am aware, you know, there's a number of people to pray for today as well. So I'll start and then I'll just go quiet to give others an opportunity to share. So, Lord Jesus, here we are today, just enjoying your presence, Lord. Thank you that we can enjoy your presence at any time. But this feels a real special time to come together as family here to worship you and talk to you, Lord. And Lord, I do want to thank you that you are the ultimate parent, the awesome parent. We all fail in our different ways, but you never let us down. So we want to thank you that we are your children. Oh Lord, how blessed we are. So blessed to be your children. So we lift your name on high this morning, Jesus. And let us be doing it all through the day. Even if we're not lifting our arms up, that our hearts are forever praising you for who you are. So thank you, Jesus, for bringing us together here this morning to celebrate mothers, to celebrate women. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For Bruce and Eunice, currently in, at the hospital. We pray for Bruce's health, that you may be with him and your healing will be upon him, Lord. He's here just about every week, and we know that he's really not well when he's not with us. And he's been so faithful, Lord. So, Lord, we pray that you'll be with him and he'll feel your blessings upon him. Amen.
Amen.
Brian with us this morning, and of course we pray for Helen, his daughter. Lord, she's been unwell for some time now. But you know, and Lord, you know the timing for her healing. And we trust you, Jesus, in all our prayers. And we pray in the power of your holy name, Jesus, for Helen. And we pray also for Jean and Stuart. And we pray for John, Bruce's father. We pray healing for Deborah. We pray healing for Sarah, unable to be with us. Lord, there are so many who need our prayers for their healing. And I thank you, Jesus, that you know each and every one of them. And we trust in you, Jesus, for answered prayers in your timing. May your will be done, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, as we look at the world around us, we thank you for the peace that only you can bring. That peace that passes all understanding. Lord Jesus, thank you for your peace that we can face each day because you live. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your precious love for us. Thank you that you created us. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, Lord. Amen. So this next song, a beautiful song, Jesus, Jesus, Holy and Anointed One, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Risen and Exalted One. Let's praise his name together.
To
So being one of our lullaby songs, I thought I might fall asleep singing it. It is such a beautiful song. So that's dedicated to Dominic and Lizzie this morning and all little ones. Yeah.
readings, right? I think we're ready for readings. So I think Brian, you're going to read first.
Proverbs 6, verses 23 to 22. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you're awake, they will speak to you.
And our second Bible reading this morning comes from Proverbs 31, verses 25 to 31. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
Wow, what a woman. So we're going to sing, Let There Be Love Shared Among Us.
Let there be love.
Richard T. to share this morning, and also he was going to share, but obviously is unable to. So Richard's going to go first, and whoops, you okay? And then I'll share a little.
I'm just going to get a photo up for you, just showing you. This is my mum and I, a few years ago.
A few years ago?
Just a few. So, I just wanted to get back. So, my mum, I lost my mum at the age of six. And so my memories are all from a very long time ago, so they're not very clear, but I do remember her being very loving, very caring. She was, my mum and dad were both very devout Christians, born again, went to the Evangelical Church in Worcester, and mum taught at the Sunday school, and I actually found out a few more things about her just recently, because her sister passed away, my auntie, and I went to the funeral and met some people there who knew my mum when she was younger, and obviously from before I was born as well, and they were able to share some things with me, which was very emotional, really. I found out she sang alto in the choir, which I knew she sang in choirs, but didn't know that she sang alto. And the last thing that she attended was a church meeting, a young wives meeting, and three of the other young wives, were also there at the funeral about three weeks ago, was it something like that? Yeah, 3 weeks ago. So I was able to have a long talk with them, some people I hadn't spoken with for probably some 40 years, some 50 years, and one from 60 years ago that he knew me as a toddler. So they were able to tell me, that nobody's ever said anything negative about my mum. It's all been just that she was such a lovely person, and my parents were a lovely couple, lovely Christian couple who helped a lot of people. So it's lovely to hear that, And my mum used to sit down with me, and we used to listen with mother on the radio. So that was, you can tell how long ago that was. And then I would sit with mum and sort of listen to Woman's Hour, where I'd be playing with things as well, and a bit of Jimmy Young as well after that. So yeah, lovely memories. And obviously the first 6 years of a person's life was really important, and they were happy, very happy, very stable years, thanks to mum and thanks to dad. So yes, a little bit about my mum. I've still got some recordings of her singing. She's got a lovely singing voice, and my family used to like, well, especially mum and dad, would sing in harmonies. And I've got a few precious tapes of that too. So yeah, just thought I'd share that with you. And hopefully we'll hear a bit about Julie's mum as well. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Richard. And doesn't that just show those important nurturing years, as we said at the beginning, and what a lovely woman that she was. And also one thing I always remember about you telling me at this time of year particularly is her favourite flower, the crocus.
Yes.
And, did you want to say any more about that?
Well, not only that we had a lot of croci in our garden, and Mum loved them. So, that's...
And I think she taught you other names of flowers didn't she?
Yeah.
But that was the favourite. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, thanks.
Thanks for remembering that.
Yeah, that's the thing that always sticks out in my mind, apart from the singing. Oh, so Well, I wasn't expecting to share this morning. It was going to be the men sharing about their mums. But I shouldn't have let you go first. I think one thing that really sticks out for me about my mum, and I did always call her mummy, but for today I'll call her mum. From the, till the day she died, she was mummy. And she was my rock. She was my rock. Richard shared about his mum passing away when he was six. And my father left us when I was 11. And what I'd have done without her, I just don't know. And I look back and I think how selfish. As an 11-year-old, it was all about my needs and how what I was going through, never beginning to understand what she was going through as someone whose husband had walked away. And she was just incredible, just incredible. And there's probably so much I could say about her. But one of my memories is sitting on her lap waiting for another mum and her daughter, who was called Elizabeth, coming to pick me up for school. And I was sitting on mummy's lap looking out the window waiting for them. And I didn't really want to go. I was quite happy where I was, like you, with listen with mother. We used to listen with mother as well, yeah, and watch the Wooden Tops and all the other programs that were on television at that time. And yeah, so many beautiful memories. And I just think she was she was just incredible. She was. And sadly, her last 4 years she had vascular dementia, and just every so often she'd crack a smile. And we've got a wonderful photo of her with my son when mummy was in the care home, because we were no longer able to look after her at home. She had physical and mental needs, so it was very hard. But we would go and see her in the care home, of course, and there's a lovely photo of her with my son, and just this huge beam on her face. And most of the time she was in there, that wasn't the case, but it's just such a precious photo. So I have a huge amount to thank her for. I really do. And it's actually lovely to have the opportunity to do so. So, yeah. And as a mum, I'd like to thank my children for being so precious and so amazing. And, yeah, thank you. Just in case you see this, thank you for who you are. Dominic and Lizzie, who are actually known as Dad and Nid, but that's another story. So, yeah. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So, I think we'll move on there to our next song. Now, this, is, of course, is one of Bruce's favourites. So, we dedicate this to Bruce. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Thank you. On verse 3, my mum was also a believer, and it says, I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. And she certainly did that for me, and it's what we do for each other, isn't it, as family in Jesus. Amen. So, slight change in mood. So, Ricky, this one's for you. It's a dancey one. So, feel free, stand up and dance. I've lost my hanky.
Not well.
Lots of people not well today.
Yeah. I'm not well, but I had a promise.
You did promise me.
I did.
Bless you.
I'm going to say just
Church tomorrow. Oh, bless you. Thank you, Jess, too.
So come in. Just have it.
Lovely to see you.
And
yeah,
you.
So this one is called Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. It's all about family and harmony.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song. Jesus taught us how to be a family, loving one another with the love that He gave. Jesus taught us how to be a family. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Jesus turned our sorrow into dancing. Change our tears of sadness into rivers of joy. Jesus turned our sorrow into a dance. La 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 la.
You like that one? You're jigging well, were you? Wonderful. We're going to do the grace now. You're welcome to join us.
I'll give that one a miss, but you're grace for that one.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hallelujah!